بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. So issue number 491. If a woman who has the habit of time. Now we have a woman and she has the habit of what? The habit of time. Okay? And duration. Also time and duration. That means she knows. Issue number 491. If a woman who has the habit, we just saw, this is the beginning. If a woman who has the habit of time and duration. Now, this woman has habit of fixed time and fixed duration numbers of days. Okay? Sees blood in her habit for 3 or more days. But for less than her usual number of days. So she sees the blood in the same time but lesser days, and then her blood stops for a day or 2 days, and thereafter is seen again for days equal to the number of days of her habit. Imagine this situation. For example, her habit is 7 days. For example, her habit is 7 days. And she always sees her blood, the blood from the 1st to the 7th of the month. Okay? Now, she sees the blood for 3 days. And the blood stops for what? For 2 days. And she sees the blood again. Okay, and the whole number of the blood will become more than what? More than 8 days, more than 7 days. For example, 3 days blood, 2 days pack, and five days sees blood again. So that will be the whole 10. The whole is 10. Okay? In this case, sees the blood in her habit for 3 or more days, but for lesser than her usual number. Not like that. Lesser than usual number of days. And then her blood stops. And thereafter is seen again for days equal to the number of days. Yeah, same. Just I told you. The same. Let me have a pen. Yes. Here it goes. If you have a pen to write, she sees blood for 3 days. Then she's packed for 2 days. Then she sees blood for another 3 days. Okay? So, the total is what? Is 8 days. And let's imagine that her usual is what? Her usual is 7 days. As normal, her usual is what? Is 7 days. Now, so what she has this month? She sees blood for 3 days, pack for 2 days, and packed means there is no blood. Pack, it means no blood. And she sees blood for 3 days. The total number is 8 days. More than her usual. Or lesser than her usual. Or lesser than her usual. You see? Less than her usual number of days. And then her blood stops. And thereafter is seen again for days equal to the number of days of her habit. She will treat the whole period, including the intervening days, what we call it, the 2 days pack, the 2 days pack intervening days as what? As one حيض if it does not exceed 10 days. What is the important? It is not exceeds what? 10 days. I'll explain it again. If, for example, her habit is fixed with time and duration of days, number of days. Okay? For example, let's say 6 days. Let's say that her habit is what? 6 days. Okay? Then, she sees the blood from the 1st to the 3rd day. The first 3 days. Then the bleeding stopped on the 4th and the 5th day. She has 2 days pack. Then she sees the blood for what? For, let me let Mr. Adel in. Yes. Then she sees the blood for what? For another 5 days. Okay, so the total number 3 and 2, there are 5, and another 5, the total number of days is 10 days. So the number wasn't exceeds what? The 10 days, but it is more than her habit. It is more than her habit days, because her habit days were 7 days as usual, but now she has what? She has 10 days. So the whole days will be what? Will be treated as حيض. The whole days will be treated as حيض. Okay, if the number of intervening days during which she is packed from blood is 10 days or more, you see, if the number of the intervening days during which she is packed from blood is 10 days or more, then each period of bleeding will be regarded as a separate period of حيض. Now, what he said tries to explain to us, he said, we imagine that the intervening days they were what? 2 days. Now the intervening days, they are what? 10 days or more. 10 days or more. So each blood that she sees the first 3 days or more and the second 3 days or more, both of them are what? Both of them are حيض. Both of them are حيض. Why both of them are حيض? Because the intervening days between the lesser intervening days between two حيض is what? Is 10 days. At least we need 10 days. 10 days. It could be more than 10 days. Could be 20 or 25 and so on. Could be. But the lesser amount days or the intervening days between two حيض is what? Is 10 days. And in this situation, we have 10 days. So both of the bloods are what? Are حيض. Are حيض. And if the intervening gap is less than 10 days, but the total of the first, second, and intervening period exceed 10 days. Now, the intervening is what? Now, the intervening days are lesser than 10 days, but the total number is the first blood and the intervening days, and the second blood is what? Is more than 10 days. So, what shall we do here? We say, then the first phase will be حيض and the second one is استحاضة. Yes, Mr. Ali. Should she do a ghusl and pray during the blood stops? Actually, in this, it's a good question, really. Actually, in this situation, she knows She knows her days, and in this situation, if she knows that her habit is 7 days or 6 days or 5 days, okay, or 8 days or 10 days, in this situation, she if she has what intervening days, she becomes what, she becomes pack. In this time, she can act according to precaution. What she should do? She should do ghusl and pray during the blood stops. And if it is Ramadan, she will what? She will fast. If the blood comes back again to her, she bleeds again. In this case, that her prayers will be void, okay, and she is not going to do qada. But about the fasting, she has to do qada for fasting. Now, issue number 492. If a woman who has fixed habit of time and duration, now still with the woman who has fixed habit of time and duration. And you know what does that mean? That means she sees blood in a specific time of the month. For example, at the beginning of the month, for each month, for consecutive months, she sees the blood in the first, so that each month, each other month, that the blood will come at the beginning of the month, and for 6 days. So her habit now is what is fixed of time and duration. If a woman who has fixed habit of time and duration sees blood for more than 10 days. Now she sees blood for more than 10 days while she has a fixed habit of time and duration. The blood which she sees during the days of her habit is hayd. For example, she sees her habit is from the first to the sixth. From the first to the sixth of the or the first days of the month. That means she sees blood each month 6 days. The first 6 days. Now she sees the blood, and this blood continue more than 10 days, maybe 11, 12, 13, and so on. Now what she will do? We tell her, how many days is your habit? She will say that my habit is for 6 days. We'll tell her, okay, the 6 days is your habit, and the rest is istihava. And the rest is istihava. Even though it may not have the signs of hayd, even in those days, the signs of hayd, the blood doesn't have what, may not have the signs of hayd, and the blood which is seen after the days, and the blood which is seen after the days of her habit is istihava. And the blood which seen after the days of her habit is istihava, even though it may have the sign of hayd. It doesn't matter. Even though that the blood has what? The sign of hayd. That will be istihava. For example, if the blood of a woman whose habit is from the first to the seventh of the month, okay? For example, if the blood of a woman whose habit is from the first to the seventh of the month is seen from the first to the 12th of what? Of a particular month. The blood which is seen during the first 7 days will be حيض, and that which is seen during the remaining 5 days will be استحاضة. Yes, Mr. Adil. The previous issue, she hasn't specific time. Why? In the issue number, which one? 492? 91. No, listen. At the beginning, if a woman who has the habit of time and duration, why you said she has a specific time? It is already written at the first sentence, time and duration. Why you said, but not fixed? Which one not fixed? It said it is fixed. It said it is fixed. Time and duration, how it comes? How it comes, but it not fixed? I read it again. If you want to write, I read it again. Just pay attention with me. If a woman who has the habit of time and duration sees blood in her habit for 3 or more days, but for less than her usual number. Now, what is happening here? This lady, she has a habit of time and duration, but this month she sees the blood lesser than the usual days, the number of the usual days. For example, she sees the blood for 3 days or 4 days, and she become pack for 1 day, doesn't bleeding, there is no blood for 1 day, then she sees blood for few days, but all the whole blood, which is not exceed the 10 days. This is what they are saying. So they have, she has what? Habit of time and duration. Yes, so we finish issue number 492 and we move to new issues. And these issues is about what? About women having the habit of time only. Women having habit of time only. Okay, women having the habit of time are of two types. They are of what? Of two types. Issue number 493. A woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months on a given day and then becomes pack, it means no bleeding, no blood. Okay, this is pack. This is not English word, as Sayyid Ali told me, this is a Turkish word. Okay, and then, and I check it, it is used in the Sayyid Sistani web pack, they use it also. And then becomes pack after a few days. You see, a woman who sees blood in each of two consecutive months on a given day, and then becomes pack after a few days. The duration of blood varies in each month. It means the same time, but different days. The same time and different days. And we explain how the lady or how the woman knows her habit. It is by seeing the blood for 2 consecutive months. If they have the same time, she is fixed time. If they have same duration, it has what? Same duration without time. But if she has seen blood in the same time and same duration, she had the blood or habit of fixed time and fixed duration. Now, the duration of blood varies in each month. For example, if the blood is seen on the first of each month, but stops on the seventh in the first month, and on the eighth in the second month, her habit of time would be what? The first of every month. You see, her habit. Have you got this? Or you want me to repeat it? You see.
A woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months on a given day and then becomes pack after a few days, the duration of blood varies different in each month. For example, if the blood is seen on the first of each month but stops on the seventh in the first month and on the eighth in the second month. So the first month seventh and the second month is what? It's eighth in the second month. Her habit of time will be the first of every month. Will be the first of every month, but with different number of days. Second, a woman who sees blood in two consecutive months on a given day for, say, 3 or more days, and then it stops, and thereafter is seen again, but the total number of days does not exceed 10 days. The total number, we mean the days of what? Of bleeding and the days of being pack. The total number won't exceed what? 10 days. However, the number of days during the second month is either more or less than the days in the first month. You see? However, the number of days during the second month is either more or less than what? The days in the first month. But what? Which is the fixed one? Is the duration or the time? Definitely the time is what? The time is fixed, while the duration is varies. The duration is varies, is different. Yes. For example, exactly, Mr. Adil, only time. For example, if the blood is seen on the first day of each of the two consecutive months, but the total duration of days is 8 in the first month and 9 in the second month. Here is the difference. 8 and 9, but it is the same days from the number from the first. She should treat the first of the month to be her habit of time. I think this is clear. This is not difficult. Yes, it is an easy issue, but it needs to be constrained with it. Now, issue number 494. If a woman who has the habit of time, but the duration of her health is not constant. So only she has what? She has time, fixed time, but not fixed what? Not fixed duration. Her health, the duration of her health is not constant. Sees blood on her habitual time or 2 or 3 days earlier. It happened that she could see the blood earlier than her time, maybe 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days. If she is sick, if she is tired, if her psychology is not okay, it could be. But she still what she has the time. It's not always that blood is coming earlier, but happened. It happened. Okay. So she sees blood on her habitual time, or 2 or 3 days earlier. She will treat herself as what? As ha'ev. And act according to the details given in rule number 486. That means she won't pray and she is not going to do qada. She cannot touch the script of Holy Quran because it is haram. She cannot sit in a masjid. She cannot pass by the masjid or enter from a gate and go out from another gate, it is also haram for ha'il. Yes. And what else? She cannot put something inside a mosque or to take something from the mosque, even from outside. She put her hand from the window and to put something or to take something out. It is haram for her. She cannot read the four verses of Azaim: Al-Najm, Al-Alq, Al-Alaq, Al-Sajda, and Fussilat. It is haram for her to read. She cannot touch the script of Holy Quran. She cannot touch the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of his attributes. She cannot touch the name of the infallible, the prophet and the infallible, all the prophets and also the infallible imam salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim. And she cannot touch even the name of the Ma'soom al-Kubra, Fatima al-Zahra. Okay, that all, we mentioned that on 486. If you have a question, I'm ready to answer you. But if the blood is seen much earlier it means more than 3 days, before, earlier than 3 days. If it is early with 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, that will be acceptable. And she will deal with it as what? As hayd. But if she sees the blood much earlier, so much, so that it would not be considered as what? Customary. In this case, she won't consider that as what? As customary. Or if she sees it very late, if she sees the blood what very late, she will treat herself as ha'if if the blood bears the signs of hayd. If the blood bears what the signs of hayd, similarly she will consider it as hayd if she is sure that the bleeding will continue for 3 days. The bleeding will continue for 3 days. So, even if the blood bears no semblance of hayd, even there is no attributes, the hayd, if it doesn't have any attributes of hayd, so it will be hayd. It will be treated as hayd. Okay. And if she is not sure whether this sort of bleeding will last for 3 days or not, you see, then as per obligatory precaution, she will do what? She will do all those acts which are wajib for a mustahaba, and refrain from all those acts which are forbidden to hayd, All right. Issue number 495. If a woman with the fixed habit of time sees blood on her habitual time for more than 10 days. She sees blood for that more than 10 days. And if she is unable to determine the exact duration of hayd from its signs, then as a precaution, she will follow the habit of her paternal or maternal relatives, irrespective of whether they are living or dead, provided that. I think this issue will read it tomorrow. Inshallah, we'll continue reading it tomorrow. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. وأسمعكم سيدنا الجليل. الله يحفظكم إن شاء الله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. شيخنا شيخ عادل الله يحفظكم. وأسمعكم يا شيخ عادل. Okay. Yes. Are you ready to continue with Islamic beliefs? At least to finish what we had started yesterday. Yes. Yesterday we were talking about proving the divine status of Islam and past religions.
والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد آله الطيبين الطاهرين.